Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, traveling by air seems to be more and more frustrating. Not only do you have the long waits because of security, but once you get on the plane, the seats are small. Often there's little leg room, and longer flights are especially uncomfortable. Talking about that and air travel in general today with Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Rick comes by every month to answer your travel questions, especially air travel. So we'll talk about getting better seats and when to look to book your flight to get the best ticket prices. Questions for him, give a call at 1-800-642-1234, email at talk@WPR.org, or post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. And Rick Seney, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
We have a listener email to say how frustrating his trip to Europe was because of a lack of legroom on the plane. Many planes seem to be getting more uncomfortable.
People are getting bigger and planes are getting smaller.
Yeah.
And that's not a good dynamic to have. But essentially in the economy cabin, it's just not a great experience, especially when you're traveling overseas on an 8 or 9 hour flight. I can imagine, lots of people being frustrated with that. I mean, there are, some tricks if you're a hobbyist, like making sure you're on a bulkhead, knowing which row has a little extra room in it. Some of the airlines have what they call extra legroom cabins, which cost an additional anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $500 or $600 when you're going over to Europe, which is way cheaper than going business class, for example. So if you're planning on going to Europe, and by the way, Larry, the prices to Europe are down pretty dramatically this year, sort of 10-year lows right now. A lot of that has to do with some terrorism jitters. It has to do with the strength of the dollar as well. So we just got to get people to be a little more hobbyist and get out there and try to find the best seat to the last minute.
Yeah. And so what do you do? Go online and look at the...
Well, there's a couple things you can do. So if you don't want to prepay for your seats, in some cases airlines require you to pay if you want your seat assignment ahead of time, then you have to do it exactly at the 23 hour, 59 minute and 59 second mark so that you get the pool of seats that haven't actually been allocated yet for everybody else in that group. That wants to get them for free at the last moment. But the airlines are going to try to charge you for that. Some of them do have some upgrade fees where you can buy a bundle of different fees and actually do it. If you have a particular credit card or a branded credit card, for example, there's some perks that go along with that credit card that may let you waive some of these fees, especially things like bag fees. If you're trying to get global entry or TSA pre-check, some of the credit cards waive those fees as well. So, as a traveler today, they've changed the rules, but some of the other things have been changing as well. Credit card companies are adapting to users' buying patterns.
You talked about this a month ago, but I experienced it recently when I bought some tickets on Delta, and I had to shell out $35 in advance, I think, for carry-on bags. And I thought, oh, man. So that you start adding in all these little extras over the supposedly a low-cost airline.
Yeah. So here's what's happening is that it's almost like every airlines, at least in practice in some routes, is a low-cost airline. You have American now sort of the third person to announce this cabin in row 31, 32, 33. They're trying to compete with airlines like Spirit Airlines, Frontier, even Allegiant to some degree with these really ultra-low fares. But those ultra-low fares have all sorts of restrictions like carry-on bag fees, especially if you're putting it in the overhead bin. Like actually not being able to set your seat assignment at the end. It changes how many miles you can accumulate for status and for points. There's all sorts of restrictions. And unfortunately, when people go to buy a ticket, they don't really see all these other details until they actually get to the airport and they get charged a penalty for not knowing about it.
Yeah, if you don't pay the $35 in advance, it's $70 or $75.
Exactly, and that's what really frustrates consumers.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, it does. Well, we have some talk I want to do about the January dead zone that you've talked about. What is the January deal zone, not dead zone, deal zone?
Yeah, the deal zone, it actually extends all the way up until President's Day weekend in mid-February. So essentially, it's in the next 2.5-3 weeks. It is one of the cheapest times to fly. It's the second cheapest time of the year to fly, other than the first 2 weeks in December, which are the most inexpensive to fly. And then right after that, after President's Day weekend, you have a couple, 2 or 3 weeks before we hit spring break, which is sort of the third cheapest time frame to fly. So as long as you stay away, and Larry, I have to tell you, I was looking out of Milwaukee this morning as preparing for the show, Minneapolis, Chicago, different places, you know, like Green Bay, for et cetera. And the airlines, in typical form, they know where everybody's spring break and school district is. And prices over the last 3 weeks have gone up 30% for Saturday, and Sunday itineraries over the spring break period. But the good news is they've only gone up about 5 or 6% for like Tuesday to Saturday travel. So the days you pick for spring break coming up here in the next 2 months are really important to save some money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have lots of callers online, and we had some email questions as well. Dan on Facebook here wonders when would be a good time to buy airline tickets flying from Milwaukee to Anchorage. They are thinking about leaving late June for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so essentially, just as a general rule, you want to start shopping about 3 months before departure. We're a little bit early for sort of June departure, so but it never hurts to go and take a look and see, you know, exactly when you might want to go in those particular cases. And I'll give you an example. Like for June right now, if you're looking Milwaukee to Anchorage, the cheapest price for June, the entire month of June, I'm looking at some of the data on our site, is about $555 round trip. Now, that in a month or two, that will go down, according to our site, to around $510. So you can save $60, but it's still an expensive flight. Milwaukee is much more expensive than places like Minneapolis and Chicago. It's usually about $150 more.
Yeah, and so if there's four of you going or something like that, that's adds up in a hurry.
Exactly. So, yeah, that one's one of the more expensive. And by the way, that's a fairly lengthy flight. People don't realize how far north Anchorage is. It's even from the northern part of the United States, it's still a long way.
And, again, it's still on June here. Donna wants to take her family of six to Maui the second week of June. And she says, the flights seem high right now.
It's a little bit early. June is a good time. Now, there's a special, in the second week of June is when prices go up. That's when kids go out of school. So in some cases, and did she say what city she was flying out of?
She doesn't.
Yeah, so there's a big difference in certain cities.
She's from Verona, so I would guess Milwaukee or Madison.
Yeah, so the prices still are looking pretty high. I would agree with her right now. generally speaking, you want to start shopping about 3 months ahead of time. That ticket price historically has been around $670 round trip if you bought it at the right time. So that's what she should be shooting for.
Let's go to Colin in Green Bay. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, yeah. I had a question. I was supposed to fly from Green Bay to Washington, D.C. for work, and they canceled my flight twice. And so because it was work, I needed to get out there. I ended up driving to Milwaukee to catch a flight out there. And I had asked the ticket agent if I could be reimbursed somehow because I was taking a shorter route. And she said I could try that it was possible. And so I just didn't know if, this was a possibility or how successful people have been with requesting some type of refund.
Yeah, so when they cancel your flight, it's clearly it's on them, right? So they have to refund your original ticket price. Typically, that refund comes in two credit card billing cycles, which really is not it's not very customer friendly when you paid for it and it was whisked away in about 4 seconds, mm-hmm. and you get your money back generally. Now, if you rebook your ticket, they typically waive all the difference in price and the change fee if they do cancel it on you. So when you rebook your ticket, essentially, that sort of wiped out, because usually that's at the last minute, and the ticket price would have been way higher had you had to buy it on the open market and take a refund. Now, you can request from the airline to actually, you know, say, I need some compensation. A good tactic is to hit their Twitter feed, for example, hit them with there, and also say, look, it's not the money I want. Maybe you can give me some extra miles or something around that. But essentially, they're not required to do anything.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Vicky.
And by the way, that's not a good thing. We should have a customer bill of rights that handles some of those things in a better way.
Yeah, absolutely. Vicky in Mequon, hello to you. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'd like to some advice on when to buy a ticket and routing for a trip my son is planning to Hong Kong and Tokyo. He's in St. Louis and plans to fly to Hong Kong, stay for about 5 days, and travel to Tokyo for 7. And I was just wondering, it sounds like 3 months ahead.
Yeah, what month is he leaving in?
Probably the third week of June.
Okay, so let me take a look here. I'm going to do a quick scan of June here. Yeah, so you're looking at ticket prices out of St. Louis right now. Depending on what part of June you go in, there's a huge jump in price at about June the 12th. We talked about that earlier. So there's this big jump when kids get out of school during the summertime. So if you go before June 12th in June, the ticket price is averaging about $1,100 round trip. After that, it's averaging about $1,480 round trip.
Wow. I think when he was looking in December, it was less than 1,000. So okay,
yeah, so the prices have come up slightly, especially into Asia. They've dropped, actually, for Europe and come up slightly. But if he can sneak in sort of before June 12th, and that means he has to depart before them, he can save $300 or $400 on that particular ticket. He can go ahead, in the case of international, you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of time. The three-month rule is related to domestic travel.
Okay.
And five months, so he's right in the window right now to be shopping for that.
Very good. And should he use a travel agent? He's not an experienced traveler. I mean, since he's doing kind of not just a round trip, he's doing this.
Yeah, if it's a multi-city trip and it's your first purchase, it's perfectly reasonable to look for a travel agent to help out with that trip. So travel agents are usually pretty good. There are commissions on some of those types of trips. And some travel agents will just charge a fee like, you know, $20 or $30. And many times it's worth it. If you're not sort of an airline hobbyist, you might want to look at that. They can also explain sort of the benefits or not. Generally on those kind of trips, I don't recommend buying trip insurance, for example, which can run you anywhere from 10% to 15%. But some people might. So a good travel agent will, and there's lots of them that are out there, will definitely steer them in the right direction.
When you're traveling to Asia, should he try to do a round trip ticket from St. Louis to, say, San Francisco and then take
I was looking, actually. That's the way I like to do those trips to Asia. I always like to fly in to either California. Sometimes I'll do it into San Francisco, depending on which city. You get a little bit of a layover. I like to stay overnight because it's a really long trip the next day.
Right.
And the ticket prices out of the West Coast are typically around $850 to $900 into Hong Kong. So if you were in that also gives you the flexibility of taking an airline like Southwest Airlines or something like that to the West Coast.
Right. Well, great advice. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling. Shelley emailed to say she needs to fly from Milwaukee to Santa Barbara on March 5th through the 12th. Her dates aren't very flexible, and she wants your thoughts if there's a chance she can get fares for less than $1,200 for two people.
Well, she needs to be shopping right now,
yeah,
for sure.
She was checking fares out of O'Hare, and they weren't any better than...
Yeah, so I'm looking at, for example, and she said early March, right? Like the 5th or so?
5th through the 12th. Those are pretty set in stone, I guess.
Yeah, she's pretty set in stone. Sunday to Sunday is one of the most expensive set of days to travel on. The three cheapest days to travel on are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The most expensive are Monday, Friday, and Sunday. I'm looking at trips for that particular date from Milwaukee into Santa Barbara. And, you know, coming back on the 12th, she has a couple different options. There's a couple two-stop options. It's not great. You have to actually fly from Milwaukee to Chicago, connect in Los Angeles. But that ticket price is about $570 right now. All the other one-stop connections are around $750 to $800. So, you know, unfortunately, Santa Barbara is not that easy to get to. There's a very small number of flights that fly into there. there. Mostly the connection city is Los Angeles. Sometimes you have to go through Denver or Phoenix. So it's just not easy to get to, and that's why it's so expensive.
Rick Zini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 11:45 today, we'll talk to the author of a new book that explores how Arthur Conan Doyle created Sherlock Holmes. That's at 11:45. Right now, taking a look at your air travel plans with Rick Zini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Always great to have him come by. And Rick, maybe talk a bit about FairCompare.com.
Yeah, so FairCompare.com is what we call a meta search site. You can come. We don't actually sell tickets on the site. We just help you find tickets and take you to either the airline or online travel agency where you go. Our forte is we're a bunch of computer science geeks, and we've been sucking in airfare data for the last 10 years. That's why I'm sort of known as a walking airfare computer. It's not a good thing, by the way. I should quit looking at this stuff. But essentially, we send out alerts to people when prices drop. A lot of these questions that we're getting today, if you just sign up for the route, for example, you'll get emails when prices drop. And we also, you can also catch me on several different media platforms. I have a weekly column on ABC News, every 2 weeks on USA Today, and every couple weeks on FoxNews.com.
There we go. Well, Ned in Lake DeBay has something for you. Let's go there. Hi, Ned. Thank you for calling.
Hi. First of all, what you just said, I was wondering, is there a fee for FairCompare if we sign up to get those alerts?
No, it's all completely free.
Okay, thank you. And my question is, I'm going on a Rhodes Scholar type of trip to Cuba, but we have to first fly to Miami, Florida. And our trip is on May 4th, Thursday. We want to catch an early morning flight out of Milwaukee to Miami. And then our return flight is on Saturday, May 13th.
All right, May 4th and May 13th.
You've already purchased your. It sounds like you already purchased your ticket, right?
No, I haven't purchased it yet. I have everything ready except for getting to Miami and back. The rest of the trip in Cuba is all set out of Miami.
Yeah. So essentially, you're basically going to do a one way ticket in there, or are you going to do a round trip and try to connect them?
Round trip to Miami on May 4th and return to Milwaukee on May 13th.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick look on our site here just to make sure. Okay, yeah. So on May 4th. For example, it's a Saturday. That's great because that's one of the cheapest days to fly. And what date were you returning?
May 13th.
13th?
Thursday, yeah. And I'll return on Saturday, May 13th.
Yeah, so you're looking at prices right now, and there's no nonstops in there, so you're basically going to have to connect out of Milwaukee. You're looking at prices, and sort of the very cheapest price with the connection is around $336 round trip. Most of the prices, other prices are up in the high 300s round trip. About 70 to 80% of all flights into Cuba either go through Fort Lauderdale or Miami. You could also, for example, in that case, since you're doing that, you could also fly into Fort Lauderdale, which is not too far away. And that price actually is a little bit cheaper. Like, for example, United has a ticket for 290 round trip right now.
Hmm.
Our trip is all set except for getting to Miami and back. The rest of it is already purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, in the case of Miami, Fort Lauderdale is like a 15-mile trip.
Right.
Right, so you could, in theory, do that. Now, I will, since you're going to Cuba, make sure there's two pieces of the puzzle that you have to do. You have to make sure that you have health insurance of some type. Have you procured that yet? There's special health insurance when you're going into Cuba that has to be purchased as well. The airline should help you do that or your travel agent.
Okay, yeah. It's through a particular organization. I think they're going to take care of that for
us. They may be doing that as a group then, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Well, good luck, Ned. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And we'll go to Chris next in Winneconne. Chris, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm planning a trip to Portland, Oregon in end of April 27th, returning May 1st. My dates are kind of specific because I'm going for a film festival out there, and it's going to be at the Overlook Hotel where they had filmed scenes from The Shining. It's a horror film festival.
A little red rum there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very excited. I'm looking, wondering when's the best time to purchase my tickets, if I should start looking now or if I should wait till we get a little closer.
What city are you flying out of?
Probably Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, so for May, you're right in the window of starting to shop. So it's a perfect time to start shopping. You're right at that sort of three-month mark if it's in early May. If it's you still have 2 or 3 weeks to get started here for that May trip price.
Okay, yep.
And you said you were going in the second week, did you say? I'm sorry.
April 27th and coming back May 1st.
Okay, April 27th. Yeah, so the ticket price right now for that is around in the low 300s, around 318 or so. It's not a bad price. Our data shows that the cheapest it's been for that day, the last four, that particular trip has been $290. So it's actually not a bad buy right now.
Okay.
It's more likely to go up later than it is to go down.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'll
sure.
purchase those soon. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, so I'd buy them in the next 2 weeks or so.
Here's a little different question. Paula asks on Facebook if there's a way to have her computer automatically check for a specific resort's daily room rate. She says the resort's rates seem to fluctuate daily.
I am not aware of people that do hotel alerts. That's just our area is mostly concentrating on air. But I'll have to. What I'll do if she sends a note to customer.service@faircompare.com, I'll have them send it over to me. Just put from Larry, and I'll make sure I answer that question because I haven't followed that a lot. But I'm positive somebody does it.
Okay, there we go. Joanne in Marshfield, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Larry and Rick. I've been listening to you for a long time, and you do a great job.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to be traveling to Richmond, Virginia for an April 15th graduation date for Fort Lee, Virginia.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, what is the best way or best time to get those tickets?
So probably travel on April 14th.
About that, it kind of depends on the price.
Okay.
Yeah, so what city are you flying out of?
We're in central Wisconsin, so we can either go out of Minneapolis or anywhere. I mean, I hate to have to drive to Chicago.
Yeah. So I'm looking at Minneapolis to Richmond during that time frame. In April, you're in the sweet spot for shopping domestically, which starts at about the three-month mark.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, that price has ranged from about $310 round trip all the way up to $500 round trip for those dates.
Okay.
It's a pretty wide range. I see there's one itinerary. It's a little bit lengthier of a connection right now on United, which is $340 round trip. The next cheapest is on Delta at $416 round trip, which is actually a nonstop.
And then you're going to be paying for your bags.
Yeah, in those particular cases. But the nonstop only being $80 more, for me, I'm like, hey, you know, that it saves. And let me tell you what the difference is. One itinerary is 7 hours. The other one is 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah.
So you got to is that extra 4 hours worth $80 a person?
Well, because we're not going to be there that long, can we just take a carry-on and not?
Absolutely, yeah. Then you don't have to worry about the bag fees at all.
Well, okay. If you're on Delta, you will.
In the case of Delta, if you do a carry-on under your seat, it's only on certain small on certain very inexpensive tickets. And those tickets, it's only a very limited number of tickets, so you will actually be able to carry on your bag at no cost.
Oh, I will. Okay. So anything like it can go on in the overhead bin?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's special tickets. This is something that Delta and American and United have announced. They're only in the back of the aircraft type tickets that are super cheap. They're now not allowed. Well, in the case of Delta, I think they will let you do a roller board. But in the case of United and in the case of American, then you actually can only do a backpack under your seat.
Okay. Well, we could put it in a backpack if we needed to.
Yeah, if it's a short period of time, it's the best way to do it anyway. So just save yourself that $50 round trip.
Now, do you have any experience with going from Richmond, Virginia to Fort Lee?
I don't know that area very well, so you're going to have to find somebody that's familiar with that particular area.
Okay, I didn't know how to get back and forth, but I can research that.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's I'm familiar with Richmond, but I'm not very familiar with Fort Lee.
All right, there we go. Good luck. Thank you, Joanne.
Bye-bye.
Tom and Nina, your turn. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Larry and Rick.
Hey, good afternoon or morning, I guess.
Actually, the sun's coming out. But my question is, we're thinking about or actually trying to plan a trip to Portugal.
Okay.
I was wondering when is a good time to do that? I mean, to travel there as far as airline tickets and such?
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. It's one of the top seven cheapest cities to fly into in Lisbon right now. Europe is down dramatically. So let me give you a little sort of tips just generally in flying to Europe. The cheapest days to fly are Monday through Thursday. They have what's called midweek pricing. It's typically about $80 cheaper than leaving on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for example. They also have breakpoints in price. You have one in May and one in June. They tend to go up as well. But right now, for example, if you're flying the best time to go is outside of the extremely hot summer season of July and August.
Okay.
And the good news about that too is that all the people that live in Portugal, they all take vacation in July and August, so you won't get the true native flavor. So I would either go in June or late May, or I'd sort of skip over when kids go back to school in late August. The prices drop by about $200 or $300. So late August, early September is a perfect time to go.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
April?
Yeah, April right now you should be shopping, and I was just looking at April prices, and I see prices, for example, out of Minneapolis, I see some on April 10th, 11th at $950 round trip, and you see a little jump in price around mid-April. So if you can go sort of before the 13th of April, you can save yourself a couple $100.
All right, good. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Shoot us an email at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Benjamin on Facebook says his family's flying to San Francisco, leaving from either Green Bay or Milwaukee on July 22nd, returning on July 29th, wondering about the best time to purchase those tickets so they get the best rate.
Yeah, so this is one of these things. You're a little bit outside the sweet spot of shopping because it's a 3-month shopping window right now. The ticket prices are averaging around $430 right now. They will drop down to the high to mid 300s in about a month and a half or so.
Okay.
So you need to wait just slightly for those particular tickets. Now, I will note there's a huge range in difference in price. This particular itinerary leaves on a Saturday. And did they say what day they were coming back?
Let's see, the 29th.
The 29th
so
of
a Saturday.
July. Yeah, so that's a perfect time to fly. And right now I see, for example, a Delta One stop is at about $380. That price should come down to about $360 or so. So even at $386 and all the other airlines are at $450, okay. I wouldn't mind him going ahead and shopping and buying that, because the likelihood of it going up above $380 is a little bit higher than it going down to $360, and it's not that big of a huge of a saving, so he can go ahead and lock in now.
Let's turn then to Mary in Appleton. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was wondering if you have any suggestions about parking our car in Chicago at the end of March when we plan to go to Europe, or is this not where you?
I have a friend who does this, and they stay overnight in a hotel in Chicago, and then the hotel, they leave their car there while they're gone, and the hotel has a courtesy service to take them to the airport. I don't know if that's something, Rick, that you've...
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. Parking is a very competitive industry, especially at a place like O'Hare. You're going to have long-term parking at the airport, which is going to be one fee. You're going to have people outside the airport that will ferry you to the airport. That runs about 30% cheaper than the long-term parking at the airport. If you have a family of four or five, it makes sense to do that, for example. Also, you have hotels that if you stay at the hotel, hotel ahead of time. And most flights actually that go to Europe actually are in the afternoon because it's an overnight flight and you essentially arrive in the morning the next day. So if you want to stay at a hotel, that's another option. So there's two or three different options. A lot of those nights at a hotel are very inexpensive. So like the hotel night might be 120, but the parking might be 240, for example.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Mary. Emily in Appleton, it's your turn. Hi, Emily.
Hi. I am planning on traveling to Sweden in August. Probably leaving from Milwaukee or Chicago. So I was just looking for some recommendations on planning those flights.
Did you say Cleveland?
Sweden.
Oh, I was like, well, that's a little bit further than Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck because the number one, well, actually number two, because Ireland's number one right now, cheapest place to fly out of this year right now is the Nordic countries, including Denmark, Norway, Sweden. You're in pretty good shape. All those tickets are under $1,000 round trip.
Okay.
So I'd be out there booking right now for those particular trips. Out of Chicago, they are the cheapest. They're a little more expensive out of Milwaukee and out of Minneapolis, for example.
Okay. So this is, like, basically you're saying this is the time I should book.
I mean, you're right at the five-month mark for international travel. And July is high season. Now, it's one of the cheapest places to fly, as I mentioned at sort of the top of the broadcast this year. Not only that, the dollar is extremely strong right now in Europe. So essentially, you can almost think of it, and it's even stronger in the UK because of Brexit, but you're getting anywhere from a 5 to 20% discount coupon on your hotel, your food, your activities when you're flying over there. It's a great time to go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Marcia in Racine, hello to you.
Hi there. I am planning a trip in 18 to the UK, as well as a friend wants to come here this year. When would be the best time for him to start shopping, and would it hold true to go on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday out?
Yeah, so international, that's for domestic. So international, it's Monday through Thursday. You want to leave on those days.
Okay.
And you can only buy a ticket 11 months in advance. So you wouldn't even be able to buy for 18 yet. But typically you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of time. And depending on, so what you would do is sort of, let's assume that you're going sometime in spring or summer. It depends. I didn't hear what time frame you're going in 18.
Wherever the less expensive is.
Yeah, so I would go either spring or in the early fall or very late summer. That's the that's sort of the best weather and the cheapest prices.
Okay.
And you also get the luxury of having all the natives in Europe actually not being on vacation for the entire month of August, for example. So it's a great time to go. I would start shopping for that ticket time frame wise in early 18.
Okay.
So you need to you're really being proactive, which I love, by the way, because the number one thing that happens to most people, the reason they end up overpaying for tickets is they procrastinate. So, I mean, so go on the cheapest day, start shopping then. I don't expect oil prices. I've looked at the 3 or 4 year forecasts. Hopefully oil prices won't stay. They'll be about the same. It's looking like that's what the forecasts are. So that shouldn't affect your trip much. And by the way, our data shows that those countries, especially in London, right now you can actually, with those price points there, the only really sort of unknown there is what happens to the pound, because the pound's been running about between 125 and 140. So I don't expect Brexit to make a difference. So you're going to actually get a huge discount when you go there.
What airline would you advise me to shop with?
You got basically sort of four different options, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could actually take a low-cost airline, and it doesn't matter, Frontier, Southwest, there's several of them, to the far East Coast and fly into ticket out of New York or Boston or one of those cities. Or you could fly out of Chicago or Minneapolis, which are going to be your cheapest ones. The airlines you'll be looking at, really you only have three choices, United, Delta, and American, that fly that route. You may actually, if you go into New York or one of these other other cities like Chicago. You need to bring into people like WOW Air has some flights, and also Norwegian Air has some flights in there as well. So then you start getting at some of these cheaper. Aer Lingus has some flights into Ireland as well, and into the UK as well.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Lisa emailed to say they just booked tickets to Scotland last week for May. She was surprised by the surcharge for landing in London and Dublin. It added $400 to her tickets. Their tickets cut out of Chicago were $551, which is great.
Wow.
something to keep in mind if you're not able to fly directly to Edinburgh.
Yes. Yeah, so my co-founder is actually Scottish, from the west coast of Scotland in the Troon area. So I've probably been to Scotland more times than anybody can shake a stick at. I was there for the Ryder Cup a couple years ago. Yes, there is a luxury tax flying into London Heathrow. If you connect in other cities like Dublin, that tax isn't there. So it depends on what you're doing and what your trip looks like. But just be aware that typically adds another $50 to $100 to your ticket.
Kathy in Madison has something for us. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm planning a trip for four in early July, leaving from Madison and flying into Kona, Hawaii. I've been watching the ticket prices for a while, and the cheap ones have held steady at $782 since Thanksgiving. Because it's been steady, is that a sign I should go ahead and buy them now?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the data, and Kona's a little more complicated to get through. Mostly you'll be connecting through Honolulu on that. Unless you connect from the West Coast, you can get a few flights into Kona.
Okay.
In those particular cases, but it has been averaging that. We've seen it as low as 710, so the difference is $60 or $70 right there at that time frame. So I wouldn't feel bad if you went ahead and locked in at that price. It's more likely to just sort of stay there for a while than it is to do anything. So I'd be okay with that. This is one of those ones where if you were telling me you were seeing 900 or so, I'd tell you to wait.
Okay.
But in this particular case, it's more likely just to stay there for a fairly lengthy time. So if you want to wait a couple, 2 or 3 weeks and see if it changes a bit, but I wouldn't wait too long.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. David in Verona, on to you now. Hi, David.
Hi. Thank you so much for your time and expertise. My question is, my wife is flying late May on a Monday, I think, and coming back, unfortunately, on Saturday in mid-June. Madison to Toulouse, France, and it's an institutional trip with several others. So she's locked into it in the itinerary. And I'm wondering, I looked online, I saw that if you fly to Toulouse, you usually go on Lufthansa through Frankfurt, maybe not. I'm thinking I would like to go with her, but I'm wondering if I could save dramatic amounts of money if I would. Chicago or something like that instead. I know how to navigate the trains in Europe.
Sure. And that's what you if you're going to Toulouse, it's going to be you have two things that are working against you. One is if you fly out of Madison, there's about $140 to $170 additional fee to fly over there. And if you're flying into Toulouse, it's another $180 or $200 added to both sides of that, because you're going to end up connecting in either New York or Chicago or someplace to get over to Europe, because they only have a small number of nonstops that fly into Europe. So if you flew out of Chicago or Minneapolis, you're going to get a much better price in those particular cases. You want to fly, if you can, Monday through Thursday. You said you were going at what time frame?
On a Monday late in May.
May.
Unfortunately, she's coming back out of Paris, and it's on a Saturday in mid-June. So.
Yeah, but that's still okay. As long as you stay before June 14th or so, the ticket prices aren't too bad. So in those particular cases, I'm looking at prices right now out of Madison. You're looking sort of in the $1,450 range. But out of somewhere like Chicago, for example, that same set of price points is way lower, by about $400 lower.
Oh, so it'd pay you to fly a apart from your wife on that one, David.
Yeah, so, and then the train system, I've been on the TGV is a great system to go on. It's easy. Just be careful. There's a north and south station where you have to make sure you're at the right one. I've missed that one, by the way. They put a little S or a little N on your ticket, and you wonder, what's that S or that N? That's south and north. So
there you go.
Just remember that.
Thanks, David. Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Our guest, I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.